Hey everybody, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm Carson Phillips, one of your hosts, here with the other host, Daniel Garza.
There we go. That was nice. I like that.
We're back with another one of our 31 Nights of Halloween episodes, and this one's pretty fun. We're going back in time to when Daniel and I were obsessed with found footage films, and yep. We're going to talk about As Above, So Below.
Yeah, I am very excited to talk about this film. Now, as we were younger, what was the movie that got us into this? We just talked about this not too long ago.
It's up for debate.
Right, but found footage. Remember? Oh, wait. Wasn't it YouTube? Kind of?
It was probably Marble Hornets on YouTube.
Yeah, shout out to Marble Hornets.
It was kind of before Slender Man was really like, I think it made him popular, kind of.
Yeah, it was, because at first it was just like a forum on what is
like,
it called?
Creepypasta.
Yeah, Creepypasta.
It was a Creepypasta. But yeah, that was kind of, that'd be a fun episode to talk about that, actually. But yeah, so we were very into it.
Okay. Anyway, we loved found footage stuff, and when this movie came out, I was obsessed because it was found footage not only, but it had to do with catacombs and the history of like Paris and yeah. all that type of stuff. So I was stoked.
Yeah, it's
kind of
got that Indiana
out.
Jones thing going on.
Yeah. And yeah, so there's a little bit of nostalgia, I guess, when it comes to films like these, because there's it was Marble Hornets and Cloverfield. That kind of
Cloverfield was the big one, because we started making, Daniel and I made our own found footage stuff. I remember using flip cameras a lot.
Oh yeah, we
like
did.
A literal flip phone at one point, and they're all super bad, but we had a YouTube channel, Darkness Descends, if you want to watch
Not shout that out this podcast.
Yeah, shout out, dude. Maybe we'll bring it back. This is the hype we need.
This is we have more followers, actually, on Darkness Descends than we did on this podcast.
Than on here. Yeah, that's another episode. Okay, but yeah, this one is actually good and very high quality. Do you want to read the log line to the people?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so when a team of explorers ventures into the catacombs that lie beneath the streets of Paris, they uncover the dark secret that lies within the city of the dead. This movie came out in 2014, rated R, hour and 33 minutes. It's so sad because I live and die by ratings, and
it has a bad rating.
It's very, very bad. Actually, the next couple of movies that we review
have the worst ratings
really bad
of ever.
Ratings. Except for Freaky. Freaky doesn't have bad ratings. It has really good ratings.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this got on Tomato Meter 27% and audience score 40%, which hurts because I loved this movie growing up. I thought it was like everything that I wanted in a scary movie was here, because it had a really good twist at the end, a really good resolution, which is so hard to find in scary movies nowadays.
And a pretty good cast for found footage. Usually the cast is kind of like not great, to be honest.
Right.
They felt believable enough, especially they had, you know, the French cast members, the main chick, she's English, right?
Yeah.
And then like an American.
Yep.
And I actually think having a mixture of all these different backgrounds made for a better movie.
Ben Feldman was the main character, like the main, besides
yes,
the girl.
Yes, yes.
And he was in Cloverfield.
Yeah, that's what I was like. This is straight up the Cloverfield guy.
Yeah, exactly. He played Travis. Like,
oh, it is.
So,
but he has a good face for this kind of thing.
It almost feels like you just are familiar with him, just because his face is so average and plain. I don't even know if that sounds kind of weird, but
no. What you're saying is like you don't want someone that looks like a superstar, but you want someone that looks like they would end up trying to make a documentary.
Exactly.
Walking into the catacombs. You want someone that looks like us.
Please hire
us. But more handsome.
Just, I feel like every episode we record is going to become like this whole like, please, we want to be like begging. So guys, the main character, her name is Scarlett. She is a, what is it? An archaeologist?
She's like an archaeologist, and she has all these degrees, and she knows a ton of languages except for Arabic. For some reason.
I don't know why that happened.
And we kind of start with her in Iran, and she discovers during like this attack on the city, In the underground area, she finds basically the instructions to what she believes is the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, she also is like very motivated. Her backstory is that her dad committed suicide.
Yeah, her dad was also searching for the stone, and they kind of reference that he may have been crazy, and that's why he killed himself.
Yeah.
But later she thinks it was just because he was hurting or something along those lines.
It's kind of a weak, like, hero's call. If you guys don't know, I feel like we reference these things a lot that talk about movie structure. But, like, I mean, it's the same thing in reading. A hero's call is, like, kind of where something happens to the character that, like, kickstarts them.
The catalyst, basically.
Yeah, it catalysts them into their, like, life's, you know, goal.
Whatever their journey's going to be, or, like, what makes their world different than it is now.
Exactly. So that's her kind of backing. She believes that the next, like, key, or actually the treasure for all of this, the Philosopher's Stone and everything, is found in the catacombs in Paris. So she goes to Paris, she finds this group of people,
super cool,
and they actually did film in the real catacombs. Did you know
in
that?
The catacombs,
yeah
I was reading about
only
this.
Film that it's they've crazy. Ever allowed to film inside of the catacomb.
I also, did you see the main actor, the main guy, he was actually claustrophobic in real life.
Yeah,
so in between takes and stuff, they would like escort him out of the catacombs. But that's also what his character is, like, super afraid of claustrophobic spaces, which I thought was kind of cool that, you know, you had both of those going on at once. So it makes the performance a little bit more realistic. She gets her Avengers team together, and they end up sneaking into this, like, restricted area of the catacombs.
Yep.
And they keep getting further and further in, and things start to go a little haywire. I don't want to completely spoil where it goes
It's...
We'll talk about certain instances, but we're not going to tell you what causes all of it, I guess, is probably how we should do that.
There is a very, very good twist to this. I think that's honestly why this movie, I love this movie so much, is because a lot of scary movies nowadays are like cheap in the way that they, it's just so
predictable, maybe.
Yeah. And scary movies just always have the worst endings. Always. Notoriously.
This has a cool ending. I don't want to completely give away the ending, but usually you expect, oh, everyone's going to die, or one girl's going to survive, or...
Or there's just going to be some, like, you know, stupid cop-out of for why everything just happened. But
yeah, or they set up a weird sequel that's not necessary.
Yeah, that's true, too.
This doesn't do any of that. Uh-uh. It kind of has a cool ending.
Yeah, anyway, so with all that being said, something strange starts happening. It plays out their biggest trauma.
Let's just say they're experiencing, like, some kind of paranormal phenomena where they're faced to confront some of their deepest fears, sins, and traumas. Each character is going through that.
Like, that was the best way to have said that.
But yeah, that's what they're going through, and some of it's scarier than other parts, but you kind of learn more backstory about all the characters that way too. So this isn't like a straight horror from beginning to end.
Yeah.
It starts kind of like an adventure film with a dark undertone.
Yeah. It's like a scary National Treasure.
Yeah, exactly. National Treasure, but scary.
Yeah. And then it's in the last 20, 30 minutes where it's like, oh, crap. Like, this is way more intense.
I think that's cool, though. I think it's kind of a genre-bending film. And I think that's what makes it successful in my mind. And there's only a few moments where they show stuff that, like, oh, that's scary. And they also only selectly show what I'll call gore, but it's not really gore. It's very brief. But those moments, because it's not throughout the whole movie, you're like, oh, crap, this is getting real.
Yeah. There's a really good, this sounds weird to say, but there's a really good gore moment in there.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. And then that's it. There's no
cool effects, though.
Yeah. And again, all of them are practical except the one with the face in the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not true. The fire, the car on fire.
Most of the effects, they do look good, though.
Yeah.
I think.
Anyway, I don't know what all else we can say about this besides I really love it. I think it's got a cool name, As Above, So Below.
It's freaking metal, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... It's really cool. I thoroughly enjoy this movie, really, from start to finish.
Who do you recommend it to?
Horror fans. Nobody really, like...
I think if you want, like, an edgy National Treasure,
Yeah, but the last okay. 30 minutes is going to take anybody for a
just
turn.
Prepare yourself.
You're so bad at
it's not that things. Scary. I actually remember you showed this movie to me. I didn't watch it in theaters or anything, and I think we watched it again. We did like a marathon of movies. Uh-huh. It was a couple different found footage films because that was our thing. But I remember it was probably like my birthday party or something, or I had a bunch of friends over, and I'm pretty sure you were there.
Okay.
And we watched it with all my friends who are younger than you.
Oh, yeah.
And me. And they were all freaking out, like, this is crazy. And it was like daytime, though.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, this movie is a lot of fun. Probably anybody that likes found footage also. Found footage movies.
Yeah. I think it's a good example of well-executed found footage.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening once again. We should be available on more and more podcast networks if you want to listen to us. We're definitely on Apple and Spotify, and we're getting all the other ones put together. No, we're on Stitcher as well. So if you listen someplace else, odds are that we're there. But yeah, again, please comment on our Instagram post, like our Instagram post, follow us, follow the podcast wherever you listen to them, and we should be actually getting ads soon, which will help us make some money. I promise you guys, they won't be crazy and they won't annoy you. They'll be very brief. Yeah, guys, we have some cool stuff coming your way. Thank you for listening to the 31 Nights of Halloween, and we'll be back tomorrow with another episode. That's a clean slate.